We continue our study on the book of Ezra.
今天早上我们继续来查考以斯拉记第八章。
And our topic for this morning is, are you ready to serve the Lord?
今天早上的信息题目是，你是否已经预备好侍奉神？
Now when we were studying through the book of Haggai, we looked quite a fair bit into this idea of service.
当我们在查考这个哈该书的时候，我们就有着思考我们要怎么样来侍奉神。
But there you can see it was perhaps more from a perspective of a rebuke.
不过呢，我们怎么样来侍奉神呢？是从神呢他的责备这个方面来看。
Why? Because the problem of the first return is that they stopped serving the Lord, and the Lord had to send the prophet Haggai to warn them to return.
因为第一批回到以色列的这些以色列人，他们停止了来侍奉神，所以呢，神呢就差遣了先知哈该来责备他们。
But here in the second return under Ezra,
可是呢，我们来到这个以斯拉，他带领第二批的人回到以色列。
What we see is a lot more positive picture.
我们看到比较好的这个反应。
Where Ezra and also the group returning together with him, they were all fervently serving the Lord.
我们看到以斯拉带领众人呢，他们都很热心的来侍奉神。
What we can see from this chapter is that truly they were ready to serve the Lord.
在我们以斯拉记第八章这里呢，我们看到他们已经有很好的预备来侍奉。
They had the right attributes. They had the right qualifications.
他们有很好的这个条件。也有很好的这个心智来侍奉神。
And so in studying this chapter, what we can see is really positively, alright, what we can learn about what it is like to serve the Lord.
所以呢，我们在这个第八章这里呢，我们看到一个很好的这个教材，让我们能够从中学习我们要怎么样的来侍奉神。
So what is it that makes us ready to serve the Lord?
我们需要什么来预备侍奉神呢？
Or to put it in another way, what is it that the Lord desires of His servants?
也好比呢，我们从神的角度看，神要求我们怎么样来侍奉神呢？
Straight away, we might begin to think, "Oh, we have to have a man of great talents."
我们在想说啊，我们要侍奉神，我们要有很大的恩赐。
Oh, it must be that he has to have a lot of resources, maybe a lot of time on his hands.
要侍奉神，我们在想说啊，这个人呢，他必须要有很多的这个时间。
Really, we don't quite see any of these things being described here in chapter 8.
可是呢，我们在这第八章这里呢，没有看到神的话语这样的来形容。
But rather, what we see are important attributes or qualifications that the Lord desires of us.
可是呢，我们在这第八章看到呢，神渴望。那预备侍奉神的，他们要有的条件是什么
？The first thought that we see is that of willing hearts.
首先呢，我们在第八章这里呢，看到说要侍奉神呢，我们要有一颗愿意的心。
Now, just now we did not read the first 14 verses of this chapter.
我们刚才没有读第八章第一到第十四节。
It's not to say that they were not important, but it was actually a rather long listing of names.
不是说这个第一节到第十四节呢不重要，只是说这里呢这段经文呢记载了很多人的名字。
Now every one of these names are precious in the sight of the Lord, and they were recorded by God in His eternal word.
这些名字从这第一节到第十四节所记载的呢，都是宝贵的名字。
Because these were people who were willing to make that long arduous journey.
因为呢，这些人呢，他们都愿意来从老远的地方回到这个以色列这里来侍奉。
To leave the comforts that they have found themselves in the nation of Babylon.
就是从巴比伦那里呢，他们舒适的这个生活呢，他们愿意离开，然后回到以色列这里。
And to return to the difficult environment of Jerusalem and start a new life.
他们回到了这个耶路撒冷呢，来重新的来生活。
Know that by this time it was after the period of the book of Esther.
这个呢， 这段时间呢，已经是过了这个以斯帖的那个时代。
And what we know is that during the time of Esther, the conditions of the Jews actually quite improved.
在以斯帖的那个时代之后呢，我们看到这个以色列人当时呢，虽然在异地，可是呢，他们的生活已经有了改善。Because
of the various changes that happened throughout the course of events in the book of Esther.
因为在以斯帖的这本书里面，我们看到因为某些事情的发生。 导致呢，以色列人当时呢，他们的生活都有了改善。And
now with Mordecai being granted a position of authority in the courts,
尤其是当时摩迪凯，他被授权有了这个权力之后，the
Jews now had a voice, a means by which they were able to defend themselves.
当时的以色列人，就也就是犹太人，他们有能力呢来自卫。Yes,
they were hated. Yes, they were oppressed.
虽然当时呢，他们被逼迫。
But they were no longer just a band of foreign slaves.
可是呢，他们的这个当时的资格呢有了改善，他们不像是一个异地的那个奴隶而已。By
now, probably they had means whereby they could acquire property, land, and have jobs to support themselves.
当时呢，他们就有权利呢，能够拥有土地，也有这个工作，也有能够有这个收入。
And so perhaps you can, in a sense, understand the reluctance of the people in not wanting to make their journey back to Jerusalem.
所以呢，我们可以理解他们经过了这些年，生活有了改善，要他们重新的回到以色列，回到耶路撒冷，重新的生活是不容易。And
the journey itself also was not an easy one.
回到耶路撒冷这个路程呢，也是不容易。
It was maybe about 1,500 kilometers.
它这个路程呢，差不多有1,500公里。
Most of them probably will have to make the journey by foot.
很多呢都是要用走的。It
was about a four-month period of travel.
这个走的这个路程呢，大概需要4个月的时间。And
assuming that they rested every Sabbath, it would have taken maybe they would have to have walked maybe about 15 kilometers a day.
他们每天呢，就大概要行走这15公里，就我们就假设他们每一个圣日都会有休息。If
not more than that.
或者呢，他们行走的这个路程呢会更远。And
along the way, it was not a smooth, easy pathway.
而且呢，这个路程呢不是这么样的平坦。As
you can see later on, it was one which had the threat of enemies, of different robbers along the way that might attack them.
因为一路上呢，不止呢是路不平坦，而且呢可能会遇到这个强盗。And
so it was a journey wrought with difficulty.
所以呢，这个路程回到耶路撒冷呢，其实会有很多的这个困难。And
then Jerusalem itself.
而且呢，这个耶路撒冷本地呢。
In a sense, it was also not a very physically attractive place to return to.
其实耶路撒冷，当时他们回到这个耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷呢，并不是一个很好的一个地方。As
you can read in the book of Nehemiah, the walls were broken down. It was a defenseless city.
如果你在尼希米书里面呢，你就读到说，当时呢，都是破墙，都是断瓦。Many
portions of the city were still lying in waste.
很多这个以色列的地方呢，都是废墟。And
although the first group of returnees, they had begun to rebuild the temple and maybe establish some sort of living.
他们当时呢，就开始了重建的这个工作，来开始他们那里的生活。It
was probably a far cry from what the comforts they enjoyed in Babylon and the rest of the Persian Empire.
如果与他们从离开的那个地方回到 耶路撒冷这个地方呢，我们就看到它的差别就是太大了。And
so we see there was a lot of reason not to leave Babylon.
所以呢，我们看到他们有很多的原因不要离开这个巴比伦这个地方。A
lot of reason not wanting to make the journey itself, and a lot of reason not wanting to go to Jerusalem.
所以呢，他们有很多的这个阻力，阻碍他们离开巴比伦，阻碍他们走这条路回到以色列，回到耶路撒冷这地方。
But why then did they go?
为什么他们愿意呢?
Because they loved the Lord.
因为他们 爱主。
Because they saw a need.
他们看到有这个需要。
That was what was in the heart of Ezra.
这个就是以斯拉他心里面的负担。
As we saw in chapter 7.
我们在第七章这里呢，我们看到。
He was a ready scribe, one who had prepared in his heart to seek the Lord, to teach the law of God and to do it.
当时呢，以斯拉呢，他就有这个很大的负担在他的心里面，他要回到以色列，他要做教导的工作，教导他的众人呢，神的话语。
And he also saw a need to return to bring about a spiritual revival amongst the people.
他也看到呢，他有这个需要回到以色列来复兴当时的以色列人。
That was the purpose of this second visit, second return.
所以呢，这个第二批回到以色列的呢，就是有这样的一个目的。
The first return, as we read, from chapter 1 to 6 under Zerubbabel.
我们如果看以斯拉书，以斯拉记呢，第一章到第六章呢，我们看到耶路巴伯他第一次带领呢众人回这个。以色列回到耶路撒冷。
You can say perhaps that the primary purpose was a physical rebuilding of Jerusalem, the first time returning and to rebuild the temple.
当时呢，第一批回到耶路撒冷的呢，重点呢就是来重建这个以色列，重建这个耶路撒冷这个地方。
Now the primary purpose was a spiritual revival, a spiritual rebuilding.
第二批回到耶路撒冷呢，就是在以斯拉的带领之下呢，回到这里呢。他的目的呢，是要他们的灵命有复兴。
Whereby many of them had turned to sin.
因为很多呢，他们已经犯了罪，离开了主。
As we can see in the next two chapters, chapters 9 and 10.
我们看，如果接下来看第九到第十章呢，就会看到。
And you can also read of other sins that they were in the book of Nehemiah.
在尼希米呢的书里面，我们也看到他们怎么样的犯罪。
And so Ezra was the person to lead this second return.
所以呢，以斯拉呢，他就是当时带领第二批回到这个耶路撒冷的领袖。
And so now there will be about 5,000, if you add up women and children, maybe about 5,000 people that return under the second return.
所以呢，这第二批回到这个耶路撒冷的呢，人数大概有5,000人。
If you add up all the numbers, it actually amounts to about 1,700 plus people.
如果你把全部的这些名字呢，全部加起来呢，大概有1,700多个名。
Well, if you count the women and children, maybe it comes up to almost about 5,000 people.
如果加上妇女孩子呢，加起来大概估计有大概5,000人。
It was a much smaller number than the first return.
它这个数目呢，跟这个第一批回来的这个数目呢，就小了很多。
Perhaps it was less glamorous than the first.
这可能是因为这第二次回来没有像第一次这样的一个铺张。
Because then it was a very momentous time, the first group to come back after the captivity.
因为当时呢，第一次回来，哇，这是一个重要的里程碑。我们是第一批回到这个耶路撒冷的。
But as for the reasons I explained just now, now a lot less people wanted to do so.
可是呢，现在第二批回来。比较少的人愿意这么做了。
But nonetheless, these first 14 verses records for us these willing hearts.
可是呢，我们从以斯拉记第八章第一节到第十四节呢，我们看到这些人他们都有这个愿意的心。
People that were willing to make the sacrifice.
他们肯牺牲。
To willing to say that now all these things don't matter. What matters is that I am here to serve the Lord.
他们就是说愿意放弃他们舒适。的生活，愿意放弃这一些，然后回到耶路撒冷。
That I'll be willing to do what it takes. I'll be willing to go through whatever is necessary in order that my Lord is glorified.
他们就是愿意放弃这一些，愿意牺牲来荣耀主。
Now that is what the Lord wants of His servants.
这是主所要凡侍奉他的人的这个条件。
Because of that, these people's names were lovingly recorded in God's eternal book of life.
所以呢，在神的话语里面，我们看到他们的名字都一一的记录下来。
Then now, thousands of years later, we are still reading about them.
因为我们在几千年后，我们还读到他们的名字。
Many of these people, you don't know anything else about them.
因为很多这些名字， 只是在这里提过一次，之后呢，他们是怎么样，发生了什么事，我们都不知道。
Nonetheless, we see recorded for us the fact that they were willing to make this return together with Ezra.
可是我们所看得到的呢，就是这些所记载的名字呢，就是那些人，他们有一颗愿意的心来做这个工作。
But then as we come to verse 15, we see a problem.
可是我们来到第十五节的时候，我们看到一个问题。
And so Ezra said, now just before they left, they rested by a river called Ahava.
当时呢，他们就在这个亚哈瓦这个河边。
And he looked around and he realized that was a big problem.
他就是查看了这些百姓和祭司，然后他就看到有一个问题。
There were no Levites aside from the priests.
因为他见没有利未人在那里。
Why was that so?
为什么呢？
Maybe because of the unique ministry that the Levites, the tribe of Levites would have.
因为这个利未人呢，他们有他们独特的这个工作。
When Israel was still a nation,
当以色列还是一个国度的时候，
with land of their own and cities of their own,
当他们有自己的土地，有自己的城市，
the tribe of Levi was not to have any land of their own.
利未人呢，他们是没有拥有土地的。
They were supposed to serve in the temple of the Lord.
他们的工作呢，就是在神的殿里面呢侍奉。
Their role was to uphold the word of God and also to teach the word of God.
他们的主要的工作呢，就是来教导，来捍卫这个神这个话语。
Many of these tasks perhaps they found tedious, difficult, not very rewarding, at least in a physical sense.
然后这个工作呢，往往呢都是很艰难的，辛苦。
And as and when the spiritual state of Israel declined,
然后当这些以色列人他们的灵命这个软弱下滑的时候，
the people will stop bringing their tithes and offerings.
他们这些众人呢就会停止呢把他们当纳的呢带到这个神的殿。
And so the support for the Levites would cease.
然后因为如此呢，这些利未人他们所需用的呢就停止了。
And that will place them in a very difficult situation.
然后他们就处在一个很这个穷境里面。
Perhaps as they were in Babylon, they found a new way of life.
可能他们离开了以色列之后呢，然后在巴比伦生活了这些年之后，他们找到一个新的生活。
There was no longer a temple to serve in. It was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar.
因为当时的神的殿呢，已经被尼布甲尼撒王呢给摧毁了。
And so many of the previous duties they would no more have to do.
当时的利未人呢，他们就不需要呢继续做他们之前所需要做的呢工作。
And perhaps like the rest of the Israelites in Babylon, they began to find jobs, maybe even began to own land of their own.
当时的利未人呢，因为没有在神殿里面所需做的这些工作呢，他们就可能跟其他的以色列人一样呢，开始拥有土地，开始自己的工作。
And so they had become comfortable, they had began to enjoy this, perhaps you can say, new way of life.
可能就是因为如此呢，他们能够自给自足了，他们就觉得啊，这样子比较舒服。
And now the call was for them to return, and there was a temple in Jerusalem which they knew they would have to start serving in.
当时他们已经在巴比伦找到了新的生活，现在呢，要他们从巴比伦这里呢离开，回到耶路撒冷呢，在神的殿里面开始以前的工作，他们可能有一点不愿意。
And so they had a problem.
所以有一个问题。
And this was not the first time. The first return under Zerubbabel, they faced the same thing.
当时呢，第一批回来的，就是在耶路巴伯的这个带领之下呢，回到耶路撒冷的也有这个问题。
That out of the 50,000 people, only 74 Levites made that journey.
当时呢，有五万人呢回到这个耶路撒冷，只是只有74位这个利未人。
Imagine that. There's supposed to be one out of one tribe by itself, a large number of people, but most of them did not want to return.
本来这是利未人的数目呢，应该要更大的，可是变成很小。
They were not willing to serve the Lord.
他们不愿意呢来侍奉神。
Because they thought of service as maybe something difficult, something laborious.
他们可能认为这个啊太辛苦了。
And they were not willing to give up certain things in order for them to fulfill their duty for the Lord.
所以呢, 他们就很不愿意呢, 就是放弃, 现有的这个生活, 回到这个, 耶路撒冷。
And so Ezra had to make an appeal for people to come forward to serve.
所以呢, 这个, 以斯拉呢, 他就去 就是去找，去恳求，看有没有利未人呢，肯跟他一起回到这个耶路撒冷。
So he called for the chief men, for the elders, to look for men of understanding. Verse 16.
所以呢，在第十六节呢，第八章第十六节呢，我们看到说，他就招了首领以利以谢、亚列、司马雅、以利纳丹、亚利、以利纳丹。 纳丹还有撒迦利亚、米苏兰，又招了焦西的这个约雅利和以利纳丹，他们就去找，叫他们去找这个明白神话语的人。Now,
no, there was not just to make up numbers.
不是说他们要冲一个数目。It
was men of wisdom and of understanding.
他们要找的呢，就是有明白的心，明白神话语的心的人。
People who knew the importance of service, people who knew the importance of their role as a Levite.
那些明白他们身为一位利未人所应该做的这个工作。
People that will be willing to come and serve in the house of the Lord.
首先他们要有一颗愿意的心来到神的殿里面来侍奉。
And that is what they appealed for in the last line of verse 17, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God.
所以呢，在第十七节呢， 在这里呢，我们看到说，叫他们为我们神的殿代使用的人来。And
we thank God that as a result of this appeal, there were 38 Levites that stepped forward.
然后因为呢，这样的一个恳求，这样的一个去寻找，而有38位的这个利未人呢，愿意来侍奉。Yes,
it's a small number.
虽然人数很少。
But at least 38 step forward.
至少呢有38位利未人肯愿意。
And together with them, a number of Nethinims as well.
还有其他的尼提林。
Now, who are these Nethinims?
这些尼提林是什么人呢?
They were, well, historically servants of the house of the Lord.
他们以前是在神殿里面呢，做这个仆役的工作。
They were sort of like assistants to the Levites. They were not of the tribe of Levi.
他们这些尼提林呢，他们本来不是 利未人，可是他们之前的工作呢，都是来辅助这些利未人的工作。And
it's widely understood that they were perhaps foreigners, people who had joined the nation of Israel.
他们可能就是从外地来的，然后跟随了这些利未人做这个侍奉的工作。And
so this was the role that was given to them, and it's described here during the time of David.
在大卫的时代呢，我们就看到他们是 如此的来侍奉。
But then we ask, now why was it so difficult for Ezra to rally these 38 Levites?
我们在想说，为什么这个以斯拉呢，有这样的大的困难来招聚这些38位的这些利未人呢？
But then in a sense, if we look at the church today, we also see the same thing happening, isn't it?
可是如果我们来查看我们现有教会的这个状况， 我们看到同样的情景。
Likewise, so few are willing to serve as ministers in the house of the Lord.
我们看到说，要来全职侍奉神的这么少。
So few are willing to make sacrifices to give up their comforts.
这么少的人呢，愿意牺牲，愿意付出来侍奉神。
Whereby everyone perhaps just assumes, oh, someone else will do it.
很多人都心里面想说，啊， 我不能让别人去做吧。
Why does it have to be me? Why do I have to be the one to make the sacrifice?
为什么我需要来牺牲呢? 让别人去牺牲好了。
Perhaps that was the attitude in the hearts of many of them.
可能当时呢, 他们的心里面也是如此的。
And it was so difficult to rally people to say, yes, I will make the journey. Yes, I will return to Jerusalem. Yes, I will minister in the house of the Lord.
所以呢, 当时呢, 当这个以斯拉呢招聚这些人，同他一起呢回到耶路撒冷的呢的时候呢，很多人就是心里面很不愿意，也不肯牺牲，来跟随这个以斯拉呢一起回到 耶路撒冷在神的殿里面一起的来侍奉。
But yet that is what the Lord requires and desires of us.
可是呢，神他就渴望我们有这样的一个心态。
Willing hearts that will be ready to say, yes, me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
神呢，就是渴望我们有一颗愿意的心，说，神啊，我愿意来侍奉你。
We don't have to wait until people come and cajole us and plead with us. Please, we need you.
不需要等到其他人来到我们的面前来说服我们，来恳求我们啊，我们才愿意。
Then we say, oh, okay, I will serve. But then you think, wow, I'm so noble because I'm giving up so much.
然后你说啊，好了，我就参与侍奉了。然后你就心里面想说，哎呀，我付出的好多。
No, that is not willing heart.
这不是愿意的心。
Willing heart is one that will say, yes, I will follow the Lord. Wherever he leads me, wherever he calls me, I will go.
愿意的心呢，就是要有一颗肯追随神的心，追随主的心态。
And as many of the hymns that we sung just now say,
好像刚才我们唱了很多的诗歌的内容呢，都是如此。
That we will be living for Jesus, striving to please him in all that we do.
我们在诗歌里面唱说，我们要为耶稣而活。
That we will give of our best to the Master.
我们要把最好的献给主。
Now is this our heart's desire as well?
这是我们心里面所渴望的吗？
Do we have these willing hearts?
我们有一颗愿意的心吗？
Then from verse 21, we see another quality that was demonstrated by Ezra.
我们现在看第21节。21节，第八章21节呢，我们这里看另外一点呢，就是神所愿意我们有的。
And that is a living faith.
就是我们活着的信心。
A true faith that truly believes and trusts and relies on the Lord.
真诚的信心，忠心的来跟随神，信靠神。
Now as Ezra looked to the journey ahead, he knew there was a lot of difficulties.
当以斯拉呢继续神给他的工作的时候，他知道说前面的路是艰难的，会遇到很多困难。
He knew that there will be enemies in the way.
他知道前面呢会有很多的敌人。
Thieves, robbers,Perhaps even those who enjoy persecuting the Jews.
有贼，有强盗，有其他的要针对敌对以色列人的。
And it was not easy to bring a group of 5,000 people to make a journey on foot over these 4 months.
带领五千人回到这个耶路撒冷，走这段1500公里的路，并不容易。
Now next week there will be a group of about 700 plus of us making our way to Malaysia.
下周呢，我们教会大概有700多人要去圣经营。
It's only about half a day's journey.
我们的路程大概是半天。
It will be a journey in comfort, in buses, in cars.
我们这个路程呢是十分舒适的，有冷气巴士，有的坐车。
But nonetheless, it is a huge logistical task.
虽然如此呢，有很多这个安排要做的。
Something that we've been spent months planning.
我们用了很多个月来筹备。
And even with that, you know, there's still many concerns and many worries that we have.
我们还有很多的这个担心，很多的顾虑。
But there is really nothing compared to what Ezra had to go through here.
可是跟以斯拉所要做的这个工作是没得比。
The threats that they faced were very real.
当时他们所要遇到的这些困难，这些威胁呢，是真实的。
And as you see later on, they will be carrying a large sum of money.
然后接下来，如果你读的，你接下来你继续读的话，你会看到说他们携带的呢，大笔的这些金银。
And it was a real cause for concern.
这些是让人担心的。
But what was his response?
他的这个反应是如何呢？
Firstly, he gathered the people for fasting and prayer.
当时呢，他就聚集了众人呢，一起的来进食，来祷告。
Now it's not just a routine, all right? Let's just say a prayer before we go, sort of thing.
也不是说惯例的啊，我们就今天这个时候我们就要做这个事情啊，我们就做吧。
No, it was a dedicated time where he said, "Okay, let's proclaim a fast."
而是刻意的定时定日。他要宣告禁食祷告。
Let's really spend time to focus on the Lord, to really dedicate ourselves to Him.
他们就是要用这样的一个时间， 专心的来祷告求告神的帮助。
And he says, let us afflict ourselves, let us really search our souls and our hearts before the Lord to see that there be no sin in us.
他们要禁食祷告，寻求神的帮助呢，为要在神的面前刻苦己心。
And ask that the Lord will be the one to pave the way before them, to make a right way before them.
如果你看第二十一节这里呢，他们所求的呢，就是让众人呢都得平坦的道路。
To pray and ask for his protection, for his preservation, for his guidance.
他们所要恳求的呢，就是主的帮助，主的保守，让他们一路都能够平安。
And that was truly a godly, a faithful solution to his worry and his concern.
这样的一个反应呢，是很好的一个反应。他是用信心来依赖主。
To commit the matter unto the Lord.
他是把整个事情呢，把整个问题呢。交托在神的手中。
And that is certainly something worthy of emulation for us as well.
这是我们都当学习的。
To acknowledge that, yes, many things are out of our control. We cannot do a lot of things.
因为有很多时候呢，很多事情呢，都在我们的掌控以外。
But we trust and believe in the sovereign God that He'll be the one to take care of us.
可是我们所信靠全能的神，他能够帮助。
And we see a further evidence of his faith in the next two verses.
我们接下来看第二十二、第二十三节。
And he said, you know, he actually turned down an offer, or rather, he did not ask, although the king was ready to supply, for you know, horses and men for protection.
虽然当时呢，王呢肯愿意发兵，发这个兵马呢来，保护他们一路上。抵挡这个路上的仇敌。
It was not that he was being irresponsible.
可是他拒绝了，也不是说他不负责任。
It was a spiritual principle that he was going by.
只是他要跟随属灵的这个原则。
Whereby he had witnessed to this heathen king.
他都有对这个不信神的这个王呢做好的见证。
Telling him now that it is the will of God that we must return and do God's work.
因为他对王说，这是神的旨意，要我们回到耶路撒冷做神的工作。
And he told the king that now the good hand of the Lord is upon them, that seek him.
所以呢，他对王这么说，第二十二节，他说：“我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的。”
And for those that forsake him, God's power and wrath will be upon them.
但是他的能力和愤怒。必攻击一切离弃他的。
What were they doing? They were certainly seeking the Lord, isn't it?
他们当时的工作是什么呢？当时他的工作呢，就是来寻求这个神。
And the assurance then would be that the hand of the Lord will be good upon them.
既然他们的工作是来寻求神，当然神施恩的手必与他们同在。
And so they had to live it out as well.
所以呢，他们就用生命来证实。
To show that as much as we believe it is God's will, then certainly He will protect us, He will guide us, He will bring us to Jerusalem.
所以他心里面想说，既然是神的旨意，要我们回到耶路撒冷来侍奉，当然，神施恩的手必帮助我们。
Now this is faith.
这就是靠信心。
To trust and believe that God is sovereign.
靠信心呢？肯相信神全能的手能够帮助。
To know that without God's permission, nothing will befall us.
因为如果没有神他的旨意，他的允许，凡事都不能成。
Now then, it is not then to say that, oh, we ought to be reckless, we ought to just throw caution to the wind and do whatever we like.
也不是说这样子的话，我们就可以随随便便，也不计划，也不思考，就随便去做。
No, we must fulfill our human responsibility. We must take the necessary precaution.
当然我们人为所要做的工作我们都要尽力去做。
Does it mean then that, oh, you know, God wants us to go for camp, right? Oh, we can speed all the way. God will protect me.
不是说啊，既然神的旨意是要我去这个圣经营啊，我开车可以超速随便乱开啊，神会保守。
But I can be reckless in my driving. I don't need to service my car. Nah, never mind. God will take care of
it. 我的车子的状态如何？需要维修吗？不用去管。我要怎么开车就怎么开车。神必保守。
Of course, that is not what the principle we want to draw from here.
这个是错的这个想法, 不是我们从神的话语里面所要学习的这个原则。
But on our part, we do all we can.
可是呢, 我们所要做的呢, 就是尽我们的本分。
And then the rest we leave to God. We know and trust that He is able to protect
us. 我们所不能做的呢, 我们就交托在神的手中。
But for Ezra here, it was a spiritual principle.
所以呢, 以斯拉呢, 他心里面有这样一个属灵的原则,
that he did not want to place their protection in the hands of these heathen, unbelieving soldiers.
他当时呢, 就是很不愿意把他们的一路上的安全交付在这个王的兵马。
And he wanted to testify of God to this spiritual principle of God.
他当时就要为众人呢, 也在王的面前呢, 见证 他所信的这位全能神，他的能力。
To know that God will be able to protect them, guide them, and lead them all the way.
因为他心里面相信神施恩的手必保守他们。
And if you glance down to verse 31, we know that God did protect them all the way.
如果我们看第31节，我们就看到说，神的手的确保佑保守了他们。
And so he testified that he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such that lay in the wait by the way, and we came to Jerusalem.
31节呢, 我们看说神的手呢, 保佑了我们, 救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。
And so what we see in Ezra is living faith.
所以呢, 我们看到以斯拉呢, 他就有这颗活着的信心。
And very quickly, the final principle we see is that of holy hands ready to serve the Lord.
接下来呢, 我们看到就是最后一点呢, 就是圣洁的手, 预备好了要来侍奉神。
One final preparation he made was to divide the money that they had.
他最后要做的呢, 就是把所要带的这些金银呢, 都分开。
There were large amounts of gold and silver that they had.
因为当时他们所要带的呢, 大批的金银。
And they needed to transport this safely, right, to Jerusalem.
所以呢,他们也要把这些金银呢, 安全地带到耶路撒冷。
And so his solution was to divide it amongst 12, right, of the chief of the priests.
所以呢,他就把这些金银呢, 分派给这个祭司长共12人。
And so he divided it all amongst them and told them in verse 28.
我们看第28节。
He says, you are holy unto the Lord. The vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold are freewill offering unto the Lord and your fathers, Lord God of your fathers.
28节,他就,以斯拉就对他们说,你们归耶和华为圣,器皿呢,也为圣,金银是甘心献给耶和华,你们列祖之神的。
The instruction for them, watch and keep.
他给他们的吩咐就是，你们当警醒看守。The
idea of watch is that you don't sleep, you remain, you keep your eyes fixed upon this thing.
所以呢，他要他们提高警惕，来保守这些他们所交付的。To
keep, to guard, to protect, to ensure the safety.
来保障这些的安全。In
order to do so, they had to be very responsible.
所以呢，这些 所分派这些金银来保守的呢，他们就必须要有很好的这个责任心。
They had to be men of great integrity as well.
而且呢，必须是不贪心的这个仆人。
And also to realize that this was a holy spiritual duty that was entrusted to them.
而且呢，他们要把这个看为一个是属灵的工作。
And throughout the next 4 months, they would have to safeguard this amount because these were amounts that were dedicated to the Lord and to the house of the Lord.
因为接下来的路程,这4个月的路程呢, 他们就必须要提高警惕,要保守这些所交付他们的。
And truly, we thank God that they kept their part, they did their role well.
所以呢, 我们接下来这几节,我们都看到呢, 他们是 尽了本分, 然后尽心地保守了这些所交付的。
Because verse 33 and verse 34 tells us that they went back, they weighed all the amounts, and well, there was no discrepancy mentioned.
因为我们在第三十二节、三十三节，我们看到呢，他们把全部所交付的呢都拿出来，都称了啊，没有一样呢有差异。
Everything was recorded. Everything was well accounted for.
每一样呢都对了，它的数量、它的重量都对了。
And they concluded this whole journey with worship.
然后他们在结束了这个路程之后呢，就敬拜了神。
Because it was a holy journey, required holy men with holy hands to engage in all these tasks set before them.
因为他们所要走的这条路呢是属灵的路，他们所要做的这个工作呢是属灵的工作，所以呢就需要属灵的双手呢去做这份工作。
Likewise, it is for service in the house of the Lord.
同样的，我们在神的殿里面呢侍奉的时候也是如此。
We need people of willing hearts.
我们需要人有一颗愿意的心。
People who will live by faith and show forth this true and living faith.
他们需要有一颗活着的心。
They must be holy, sanctified, set apart for the Master's use.
不只呢要有一颗活着的这个信心，而且呢他们需要有一个圣洁的双手的来侍奉神。
May the Lord find such in this church as well.
愿神在我们当中也能够有同样的这样的人呢来侍奉神。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word here in Ezra chapter 8.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你在以斯拉记第八章记载了这些宝贵的话语。
And the principles that we can glean on what it is really to serve thee.
在你的话语当中，我们学习了属灵的原则，我当怎么样的来侍奉。
May there be found within each and every one of these, us these qualities as well.
但愿这些你所渴望你仆人所拥有的也在我们的心里。
That all of us will be ready to serve the Lord.
让我们每一个人呢都有一颗愿意的心来侍奉。
With willing hands, with living faith, with holy hands, willing hearts, and holy hands ready to serve the Lord.
当我们每一个人呢都有一颗愿意的心，我们有一双圣洁的手来侍奉。
We pray that thou would also guide us as we go for our camp next week.
也求你保守我们下周去营会。
May be a blessed time for every one of us.
让这营会呢，大家都有一个很好属灵的这个聚在一起。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们如此感恩祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
阿门。
阿门。